I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Tuesday, January 4th. Two people are facing charges of running a large drug trafficking operation out of their Quincy Center apartment. Police say they broke up the operation at 6 Fort Street last Thursday after responding to the address for a well-being check. Police seized a kilo of cocaine, a kilo of fentanyl, 4 semi-automatic handguns, and over $100,000 in cash and a pound of marijuana. When the tenants arrived home, they were both arrested and charged with drug and gun violations. 33-year-old Jesse Phillips and 37-year-old Abby Lynn Madden face drug trafficking and other offenses. Their toddler was placed in what police say is a safe environment. An Arlington woman has been charged with crashing right into a Quincy school bus yesterday. Police say 48-year-old Quan Han ran a stop sign at East Quantum Street and Conant Road just after 8 yesterday morning and struck a school bus that was headed to the Squantum School. No children were injured, but the bus driver was taken to Kearney Hospital with minor injuries. The children were transferred to another bus and continued on to school. Michael Page was supposed to be headed to Washington, D.C. to cover the region's first major snowstorm in years on Sunday night. Instead, the local meteorologist and his girlfriend ended up in the hospital after a wrong-way driver careened into them right on Quincy Shore Drive. The 31-year-old Hingham native says that he and his girlfriend came away with a little more than bumps and bruises after their car was hit by another SUV in the wrong direction in their lane Sunday afternoon on Quincy Shore Drive. Fortunately, the crash did significant damage to both cars, but Page says they both maintained consciousness and were able to get out safely, along with his girlfriend's toy poodle. Both were taken to South Shore Hospital with minor injuries. The other driver, a 28-year-old Weymouth man, suffered more serious injuries. The crash remains under investigation. Quincy City Councilor-at-Large Noel DeBona is the new City Council President. DeBona was elected unanimously during the first in-person City Council meeting at City Hall since the pandemic last night. Ward 2 Councilor Anthony Andronico nominated DeBona as Council President. Ward 1 Councilor Dave McCarthy seconded the motion. There was no opposition. The next council meeting is January 24th. Police arrested a Scituate man who they say ran Sunday night from the scene of a four-car crash in which multiple people were injured. 28-year-old Richard Nolte faces charges after the crash Sunday night on Route 3 northbound in Duxbury. Investigators say Nolte was driving north when his car struck a guardrail on the left side of the highway and then careened into the other two vehicles traveling northbound. Police arrested Nolte after he ran from the scene. He was taken to South Shore Hospital with minor injuries. The other drivers also suffered minor injuries. The crash remains under investigation. City's Department of Natural Resources recently finished planting 500 new trees along Quincy streets this past fall and early winter. The trees were funded by Mayor Tom Koch through a budget appropriation approved by the City Council. They were planted in every neighborhood of the city. Tree species planted include autumn blaze red maples, Japanese lilacs, Armstrong red maples, eastern bud roses, snow goose cherries, and others. The species are strategically selected to provide the greatest opportunity to survive in an urban setting. Each and every location was analyzed and appropriate species chosen for each specific location that considered overhead utilities, underground utilities, crown size, salt tolerance, and height. The city will do another planting in the spring. A check of business news this morning, and stocks bounced back. Yesterday, the Dow was up 246, the NASDAQ rose 187, the S&P added 30. Asian stocks mostly higher. The dollar rose, the euro is down, oil at $75 a barrel. Sports: the Bruins will host New Jersey at the Garden tonight at 7. Forecast from the National Weather Service. Sunshine today, high in the low 30s. Tonight, cloudy and cold, a low 15. Tomorrow, warming up with some afternoon rain, a high 50 degrees. partly cloudy Thursday, high 41, and maybe a mix with some snow on Friday and a high 32. For the boater, waves about 2 feet. Northwesterly winds become southwesterly later today and a high tide right after noon. Sunrise at 7:12, set at 4:25. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Tuesday, January 4th.